Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at the subject of love. It's a subject that the whole world has gone after, looking for love in all the wrong places, because true love can only be found in God, who is love itself. Jesus, in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, made a very clear admonition to his disciples when he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. These things I command you, that you love one another." James referred to this command to love one another, to love your neighbor as yourself, as the royal law. This royal law of love is what God requires of us. It isn't a long list of do's and don'ts that God requires of his people. Not at all. He has brought all the commandments down to these two simple things, loving God and loving your neighbor. But we live in a day when loving your neighbor seems harder than ever. People are colder. There's a coldness that has come over so many people, a hardness of heart, making loving your neighbor a big task. And yet God's commandment has not changed, and he's called every single believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to be ones who demonstrate the royal law of love everywhere that we go. Whether you work with people who are very difficult or demanding, or whether you have people in your family who are unloving, perhaps even hateful, God has still called you to be a vessel of his royal love, this unconditional agape love that loves regardless of the conditions it encounters in people's lives, in their reactions to you, and in their dealings with you. God has given us the assignment to be people of love. We find in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 the most profound or detailed description of this unconditional and amazing love that we are called to walk in our lives. In the Amplified Translation, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 reads, "Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy, is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly." Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking, it is not touchy or resentful, it takes no account of the evil done to it, it pays no attention to a suffered wrong, it does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out, or becomes obsolete, or comes to an end. The kind of love that we find described in 1 Corinthians 13 is certainly not human love, because human love does fade out. Human love does grow cold. Human love does tire after giving and giving and not receiving anything in return. But God was not speaking to us about loving people with natural human love. because that love will die out as soon as the conditions become difficult. God is talking about loving people the way He loves people, unconditionally, regardless of how they respond, regardless of whether they respond at all, regardless of whether they treat us with the same attitude and affection or with no affection at all. God's called us through His royal law of love to love other people just like God loves us. The very first part of this description of love is love endures long and is patient and kind. Or other translations say that love is long-suffering. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words gives us a definition. It says long-suffering is that quality of self-restraint in the face of provocation, which does not hastily retaliate, and it is the opposite of anger, and it's associated with mercy, and it is used as a description of God. Long-suffering, or this idea of patience with people, when it says love is patient, it doesn't mean love is patient when things are hard. It's talking about being patient with people rather than using it in the sense of patient in circumstances. Patience with people, long-suffering with people. Restraining yourself in the face of being provoked by people. Love, unconditional love, is very patient with people. If you find yourself impatient with people, then you have not allowed God's love inside of you, and it is inside of you if you're a born-again Christian, because Romans tells us that God has shed abroad in our hearts His love. That means that God's made a deposit, or He's poured out His love into our hearts. So we have a reservoir of His love available to us if we'll yield to it, so that we can love people patiently, we can suffer long with them, we can treat them with an attitude of long-suffering, meaning we'll be patient with them when they are not behaving, perhaps, in a very desirable or lovable fashion. If you find yourself being impatient with people, you have not allowed the agape love of God to flow through you. Are you impatient with your spouse? Are you impatient with your children? Are you impatient with your employees? Are you impatient when you go through the drive-thru of a restaurant? Impatience is a sign of a lack of love. Allow God's agape love to flow through you, and impatience will vanish. Because love, one of the components of that unconditional love, is that you have a tremendous capacity for patience with people. You are not flustered by them. You're not upset by them. You're not irritated with them. You're not easily provoked when they act in unbecoming ways towards you. If you know that impatience is something that crops up in your heart very often, then confess impatience as sin. Say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my lack of love toward that person. I've become so impatient with them. I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me of that and help me tap into the agape love you've given me so I can extend to them that agape love and I can show patience and long-suffering towards them, regardless of how they're behaving. A second quality that we see here in 1 Corinthians 13 is that love is kind. Some people may have been very patient with their spouse or loved ones in the sense of waiting for them to come around or sticking with them perhaps even in hard times, but they haven't been very kind with them while they've waited. Unkind words, unkind actions, unkind attitudes, and even facial expressions are an evidence of a lack of agape or unconditional love flowing through your life. God wants kindness to mark the life of every single believer. Kindness will soften the hardest heart. We know that kind words, a soft answer, the scripture tells us, will turn away wrath or anger in someone. Kind actions, undeserved by the other party, will melt the hardest of hearts. Years ago in Germany, there was a baron who had become a very devout believer. And as an expression of kindness, he would invite students who wanted to study at the university in the large city he lived in to live with him for absolutely no charge, give them room and board, and he poured out unconditional love on them. He had a young man, a student, who was an atheist. He considered himself quite the intellectual, a man of reason, and rejected everything that had to do with the Bible or Christ. This man continued to pour out love on him, even though the young student disdained the baron because of his devout Christian beliefs. One day, finally, the student, in exasperation, said, "Why do you keep treating me so kindly when you know I hate you?" And the count simply responded, "Because of Jesus Christ, and I would like you to read the Gospel of John, and then we'll discuss it." And he retired to bed. This young student, so perturbed by what had been a showering of kindness on him by this elder gentleman, he frustratedly got out a copy of the New Testament, which he had never read, read through the Gospel, and was converted before morning. Kindness will break down the hardest heart. But if we lack kindness in our Christian life, we will never show this agape love to a hurting and dying world.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.